Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include calling for an end to the persecution of Falun Gong during Trump-Xi summit, Canada, 6th Parliamentary Forum on Religious Freedom focuses on China, Sweden, Falun Dafa well-liked at Harmony Expo, more procuratorates and courts in China drop charges against Falun Gong practitioners, Kelowna, Canada, Art of Jin Shan Ren International Exhibition brings hope and courage, and Chinese tourists to practitioners, history will remember your great deeds. Now for the stories. Calling for an end to the persecution of Falun Gong during Trump-Xi summit. Falun Gong practitioners are calling upon the visiting Chinese President Xi Jinping to end the 18-year-long persecution in China and bring the former communist dictator Jiang Zemin, who launched and personally directed the persecution, to justice. Practitioners held up banners and demonstrated the exercises on Thursday along the route from Xi's hotel to Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, where President Trump had his first meeting with Xi. The practitioners' banners read, Falun Dafa, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, Stop the Persecution of Falun Gong, and Bring Jiang Zemin to Justice. Washington, D.C. resident Lin Xiaochu, a scientist at the U.S. Army Research Laboratory, told correspondents that practitioners assembled there with three main goals. First, we want to tell the public and politicians that Falun Dafa is being unjustly persecuted in China. Second, we want President Xi to hear our voice and end the persecution. And third, we hope that President Xi can take action and bring Jiang Zemin to justice. Lin also called upon President Trump to bring up human rights in addition to trade and other international issues during his conversations with Xi. Lin said that Freedom House has collected 933 cases between 2014 and 2016 in which Falun Gong practitioners were sentenced for their belief. Lin said, "This is just the tip of the iceberg. Many persecution cases were not recorded." Lin also told the media that his family in China was threatened by the local police before he left home for the event. "They told my family members in China that if I came to this event, my mother and I would have trouble next time we went back to China. I hope that the persecutors know that their actions are recorded in history, and they will have to face the consequences if they insist on following Jiang Zemin's persecution policies."
Canada. 6th Parliamentary Forum on Religious Freedom focuses on China. The 6th Parliamentary Forum on Religious Freedom was held on Parliament Hill in Ottawa on April 3, 2017, focusing on religious freedom in China, with a keynote address by Anastasia Lin, Miss World Canada 2015. Academic perspectives from Dr. Andrew Bennett and Mr. David Mulrooney, and attended by around 120 MPs, China experts, reporters, and the general public. Dr. Andrew Bennett, former Canadian Ambassador for Religious Freedom, Senior Research Fellow with the Religious Freedom Research Project at the Berkeley Center for Religion, Peace, and World Affairs at Georgetown University, said in his speech that China remains one of the world's most egregious violators of freedom of religion and belief. He pointed out that, according to the Pew Forum, one of the most respected research institutes in the area of religious freedom, China consistently is placed at or near the top of the list of countries that have the worst record in terms of government restrictions on religious communities. In the most recent report by the Pew Forum in 2015, China topped the list of countries with the most significant and serious restrictions on religious communities. MP David Anderson said in an interview, "One of the things that struck me the most is one of our witnesses said that Canada can be a candle in the dark. So by participating and by bringing up these issues, it actually pours light on the subject and encourages the Chinese government to do better than they have in the past. We do have a significant influence, and we can use that influence and hopefully make some great change for some of the people in China who are just being persecuted simply because they have a faith." Mr. Joel Chipkar, spokesperson for the Falun Dafa Association of Canada, said the president of China at the time, Jiang Zemin, ordered to eliminate Falun Gong after he found out that 100 million people were practicing a spiritual discipline that was not controlled by the state, and also created an extra-legal police force called the 610 Office, with absolute power that hunts down, arrests, and can even kill practitioners without trial. He shouted, "Don't you think that our Marxism, materialism, and atheism can't beat that spiritual stuff aired by Falun Gong?" He then mobilized the entire society to persecute Falun Gong. He unleashed a multi-billion-dollar relentless propaganda campaign that blanketed the country. Ms. Anastasia Lin, Miss World Canada 2015, who starred in the movie The Bleeding Edge, spoke at the forum. To best portray a Falun Gong practitioner being persecuted, Anastasia visited several practitioners who had been tortured in China. Among them were two sisters who had been imprisoned for 13 years, where they were shocked with electric batons and force-fed after they launched a 50-day hunger strike. Jailers also forced them to watch each other being brutally force-fed. However, such torture couldn't make them give up their faith. Anastasia said they might succeed for a while, arresting human rights lawyers and believers, banning books and zones and blocking websites, but they can never censor the human spirit. They can never take away the power that imagination, the spirit of creativity, the hope and faith in us. They can never take away the human spirit. The Bleeding Edge, a winner of the 51st Gabriel Awards, has been screened around the world.
Sweden, Falun Dafa well-liked at Harmony Expo. The annual Harmony Expo was held in suburban Stockholm on April 1st and 2nd, 2017, where more than 300 vendors exhibited health-related products and systems. Among them, Falun Dafa practitioners brought peaceful exercises and a workshop, both of which received warm response from the event attendees. Practitioners performed the five sets of exercises at the booth each day, from morning until evening, and the gentle movements drew group after group of people. Many were interested in learning more about the meditation, and some were curious about the ongoing persecution in China. One woman who stopped at the booth watched practitioners doing exercises for a long time. While talking with the practitioner later, she said she could feel the strong energy in the field. She said, "The music is also great, and for some reason everything is so touching here, and I almost cried out of joy." She was glad to hear that free teaching sessions were available nearby, and said she would definitely try the exercises. Elizabeth, from Finland, came on the first day and began learning the exercises. She returned on the following day and continued learning. She said the movements made her feel refreshed with energy. She was grateful that practitioners came to the event and shared the practice with the community. People from other cities were also interested in the meditation. Two women from Gävle, who had traveled nearly 2 hours to the expo, said they were excited to meet Falun Dafa practitioners. Upon hearing that there were group exercise sites across Sweden, they were very happy and said they would follow up in learning the exercises.
More procuratorates and courts in China dropped charges against Falun Gong practitioners. Falun Gong practitioners have faced arrest, imprisonment, and torture in China for 18 years since former Communist Party leader Jiang Zemin launched the regime's persecution of Falun Gong in July 1999. Nevertheless, Falun Gong practitioners have persevered in telling people the facts about Falun Gong and the persecution in peaceful ways. Many government officials and police officers have stopped participating in the persecution and released practitioners who were detained for their faith. The following are some accounts of Falun Gong practitioners who were recently released from detention. Jiang Jun was reported to the authorities and arrested while talking to people about Falun Gong and the persecution on September 20, 2016. Jiang was held in the Nankai Detention Center in Tianjin. The Nankai Procuratorate issued the arrest and put Jiang on trial a week later. However, Zhang's case was withdrawn by the local procuratorate on February 6, 2017. They informed Zhang's family that Zhang would be released soon. Zhang was finally released on February 13, 2017. Ms. Mao Qingyun from Qianyang City, Hebei Province, was arrested on November 9, 2016, while she was talking to people about Falun Gong. The local procuratorate decided to withdraw her case on March 24, 2017, citing insufficient evidence. Ms. Mao was released after being held for 4 months. Ms. Zhang Guli was arrested at her daughter's home in December 2015. She was sentenced to a 2-year prison term in May 2016. She appealed the verdict to the local intermediate court, which dismissed the case on March 31, 2017. Ms. Zhang has since returned home.
Kelowna, Canada. Art of Jinshan Ren International Exhibition brings hope and courage. The Art of Jinshan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, International Exhibition, was recently held in Kelowna on March 7th through 31st, 2017. As the third largest metropolitan area in British Columbia, Kelowna is well known for its vineyards, orchards, and art scene, and has been nicknamed Orchard City. The exhibition, which has been traveling throughout the world, consists of works of art painted by Falun Dafa practitioners. The images detail the beauty of Falun Dafa cultivation practice and chronicle the brutal persecution of the practice in China. Four main themes are encompassed in the exhibition, including harmony, adversity, courage, and justice. The city of Kelowna has issued proclamations honoring Falun Dafa almost every year. Officers from the Chinese consulate in Vancouver once visited Kelowna and slandered Falun Dafa, attempting to stop the city government from issuing the proclamations. But the city government did not give in and continued to show their support for practitioners. The city of Kelowna often hosts various art events. This exhibition at the Rotary Center for the Arts drew a large crowd. Many people said that this was the best exhibition they had ever seen. A number of visitors signed the guest book and left messages. Some of the heartfelt notes included, "I learned a lot today. I did not know about the paintings in the past, but they are very important. I am deeply touched. Thank you. These are great artworks, and my feelings are beyond description. These paintings are very beautiful, and they calm one's soul. And, on the darkest days, these artworks can bring hope and courage. They are very enlightening, very spiritual." Upon hearing that Dafa practitioners have suffered tremendously for their belief in China, many people became curious about this meditation practice. More than 20 people signed up to learn the Falun Dafa exercises at a nearby library. Some people who learned the exercises said that they could feel great energy. Many also invited their friends and family members to come and learn the exercises. When the event concluded on March 31st, an Art Center staff member thanked the practitioners, saying, "These were the best days in my life. I miss you."
Chinese tourists to practitioners. History will remember your great deeds. Falun Gong practitioners in Paris often hold events in front of the Eiffel Tower, introducing this ancient Chinese cultivation practice to the public, exposing the brutal persecution of Falun Gong in China, and telling Chinese tourists the facts behind the regime's crackdown on the spiritual discipline. Many Chinese visitors who had developed prejudice toward Falun Gong after being misled by the Chinese Communist Party's propaganda changed their minds after talking to practitioners at this well-known tourist spot. The following is a conversation between a practitioner and a 60-year-old Chinese scholar on March 31st. Practitioner, hello, would you like a Falun Gong newspaper? Are you a member of the Communist Party? Scholar, yes, please give me a copy, and yes, I am a member of the party, and I am willing to quit the party. I've been watching your group for a long time, and I heard everything you're telling people. You guys work really hard, standing out here for hours talking to Chinese tourists. Some of them were kind and thanked you, but some were rude, cursing and giving you dirty looks. But you've been smiling at everyone. I can't see any negative feelings on your faces. This is not something that just anybody can do. May I ask, what is your goal? Why are you doing this? Practitioner. Falun Gong practitioners follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. We are not seeking money. All we want is to help people learn the facts about the persecution and take a stance against the atrocities for their own well-being. The practitioner continued saying, the party has caused 80 million deaths, and they even harvest organs from living Falun Gong practitioners for profit. We believe that heaven will eliminate the Communist Party for the immense crimes it has committed. And if one still remains a member of the party, he or she will be in danger. With tears in his eyes, the scholar said, I see. I understand completely. I am a scholar. I have published books and articles praising the party. They won't let me publish my true feelings, but I have already stopped singing its praises. I know the party clearly. What I've seen here really impressed me. I have a message for Falun Gong practitioners. Please pass it on to them. People know well the insults and torture that the party has put you through. All your efforts and what you have suffered have not been in vain. This is your virtue. Heaven and earth know it. Falun Gong is such an incredible revival of spiritual morality. It is truly great. I can say that what Falun Gong has been doing is unprecedented in history. Please know that one day everyone in the world will be proud of you. Both the scholar and the practitioner were shedding tears by this point. The scholar said, Falun Gong is great. Your master is great. History will remember your great deeds.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.